broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for... It's already Friday, April the 12th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. This is Hour 2 at 2. The goal always to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property, and to do so in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the Constitution, baby. We reject revolution unless it's a Jesus revolution, then we're in. We actually stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Dr. Scott Bradley's with me. FreedomsRisingSun.com is... Q&A's on the Constitution Weekly and a whole lot more are all available at freedomsrisingsun.com, his collegiate series to preserve the nation, available there as well. It's just a treasure trove of knowledge, information, and a way for you to interact and get your questions answered, etc. All right, gold and silver in the news. We had Brian Rust on with us yesterday, and men, gold and silver are up. Well, you can't really say they're up factually, even though that's what it feels like. The fact is the U.S. dollar's tanking, and therefore gold and silver becomes more expensive when the dollar goes down. That's the reality check. Dr. Bradley, what do you say to this? And I'm predicting it gets, you could say worse or better. It depends on which side of the, pardon the pun, coin you're on, doctor.
Well, gold is gold and silver is silver. It has always been what it was. It's been an intrinsic value. It's been a commodity. It's been something that... I mean, long ago they did barter and, you know, you traded so many chickens for a pig or something like that. But this precious metal stuff has been around for millennia, literally. And it has been the go-to for a lot of things. And honestly, I am just shocked at this point. I mean, it should have, months, years ago, we should have seen the spike in prices that are going on. We're, I guess, at all-time highs. In terms of gold, I mean, it's like 24, 30 or something right now. Silver's almost 30 on the live charts right now. But historically, just to keep a perspective, when the nation was first founded, it was 15 ounces of silver to 1 ounce of gold. And then it later on scooched to 20 ounces of silver to 1 ounce of gold. Well, now it's over 80 ounces of silver to 1 ounce of gold. So silver, in my opinion, not only is the poor man's gold because you can get in it for less than $30 an ounce, but it also is way undervalued in comparison to the historical prices of gold. So, I mean, and you're right, the dollar is tanking, but silver's still silver and gold's still gold, and it's just what it is. It just is the comparative between what the dollar is now, and the dollar... It hasn't come near to where it's going to tank to. The dollar, when it loses its international status as the, you know, reserve currency, and they go to another basket or another type of currency, or it gets fragmented somehow, we're going to really start to see what the dollar value is, because so many have been created and they're out there in the international world. And if people don't want them anymore, they're going to come home to roost, and you're going to find your dollar is just kind of frittered away, and you can't get enough dollars together to basically warm your house by burning it. I mean, holy cow. I mean, this is not going to happen this week, by the way, folks, but that's where the dollar's ultimately going to be, valueless. And it's been there before. It was that way in the Revolutionary War. I mean, it's just absurd. So, don't get me started on this intrinsic metal stuff. It's cool, but it is what it is. It's just what it always has been. And the dollar's worth
nothing.
Wells
Fargo estimates that Costco, you know, Costco, like the, you know, membership club or whatever, Costco, Sam's Club, that kind of Costco. Mm-hmm. Costco sells around 200 million in gold bars every month.
200 million? Holy Hannah. Gold bars or gold coin? I mean, a bar is more than an ounce coin, for crying out loud.
Well, it depends. I mean, the bar could be a 1 ounce bar. I'd have to go study it at Costco. I haven't bought it. But all I'm telling you is this is huge, in my opinion, huge news. All right, 1 ounce bar, $200 million.
Holy cow. How do I get some of this
Costco gold action? Is a hot commodity, doctor. Well, you get your Costco membership, and then you go in there and you buy 1 ounce bars of gold from Costco if you got cash.
Boy, I got to go look for that real money. I got to find that on the shelf. You know, I've bought the most expensive thing I've ever bought at Costco was a high end computer. But I got to tell you, I mean, there are countries around the world. I mean, this is a monthly investment process. I mean, in some of the Middle Eastern countries, you can literally go to vending machines and put whatever denomination of currency that you're using in and get gold out. I mean, they really are. China, for example, is a gold bug. I mean, they're mongers on that. China and Russia are big holders of gold. The Middle Eastern countries are, because they know that things can be volatile. I mean, price of oil can change, and the dollar certainly is going to change. And by the way, Nixon's agreement to do the petrodollar thing is the only reason the dollar has any value today at all, because they've been creating them at such a whirlwind rate that people still say, well, I got to have a dollar to buy gas from the OPEC countries. But if they start doing a basket of currencies, you know, they put different things in. And by the way, Russia, China, India, Iran, all of those are dealing more on gold now for the
Yeah, we're going to get into that. We're going to get into that more in just a minute, too, because there's a trade block challenging the dollar that we'll talk about related to that. But listen to this. They say Costco's website states 1 ounce bars consisting of near 24 karat gold are available at Costco. Yeah, they say, roughly 2% above the current price, which as of Tuesday morning was approximately $2,357 an ounce, even though the price is not published online. I guess, so it's 2% above. I guess they're making 2% on the transactions.
See, gold right now on the live chart.
2% of $200 million is a lot of money, Doctor.
Well, yeah, it is. Yeah, it's a really good, it's a good cash flow for them. The live chart right now I got up, it's actually 7 minutes old right now, is $2,426.70. That's what gold is at right now on the live chart. So that's the bid price. The ask price is a little bit more. You know, there's a bid and an ask, and people get into this, they'll see there's a little bit of, you know, differential between those kind of things. But that's where it is right this second. So it's higher than what you were reading or that article was talking about earlier. So, yeah, it's on the move, baby. So it, by the way, was up to about $24.31 earlier. So just understand it. It is a little bit, I don't want to say volatile, but it has some dynamics to it. So it's kind of interesting. So,
yeah, I find it interesting. They say the store offers 2% cash back for members who are executive members, and then an additional 2% for customers that use their Citigroup credit cards on top of the little premium that it uses or that it gets for gold bars. So that's kind of an interesting twist. If you buy a bunch of gold from them and then you get, you know, cash back or whatever else, you're getting your bars close to spot. And that's why they're doing so well, because they can pretty much beat out any other gold dealer.
It's kind of the big box stores. Well, that's kind of what you expect from the big box stores. See, I think we've got an executive membership with Costco. I'll have to go look. The only problem is I didn't have to have the money to buy the ounce of gold. That's the problem, is finding the, you know, $2,400 to buy an ounce of gold. It's one of those things you can say, I can carry all my gold in one little bag, a marble bag, because there ain't no gold. I believe silver is the poor man's gold, because it's so much more easily accessible, and it's way undervalued right now. I mean, to buy an ounce of silver is only going to cost you less than $30 versus $2,400. And to me, it's like if you had all your money in gold, and say you had gold ounce, and this is just my analysis, so don't take it to the bank, so to speak, but let's say you had 1 ounce of gold for $2,400. You went down to put a tank of gas in, and all you got is an ounce of gold. What are you going to do? Is it going to cost you $2,400 and ask for change, or what are you going to do? With an ounce of silver, you can give them a couple of ounces maybe and fill your tank of gas, and it's $30 each. So that's my opinion about it, is that it's a much more divisible poor man's exchange rate. You know, you could exchange an ounce of gold for, you know, 20 rolls of toilet paper. I don't know. I mean, not an ounce, or 20, yeah, an ounce of gold for 20 rolls of toilet paper, or an ounce of silver for 20 rolls of toilet paper. I mean,
yeah, we're
going to
talk about it a little bit more, because Brian and I of RushCoinAndGift.com, he's my gold silver dealer, by the way, even above Costco, because I think Brian is just stellar in terms of finding the best deals and the best
prices.
He
knows his business. Brian
knows
his
business. He's an honest guy. There's no question. But we have a joke. I'll tell you in seconds and see what you say about it, Dr. Bradley. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
All right, back with you live. We're talking about constitutional currency. We're telling you that gold's going through the roof. And we got an OWN report. OWN.com. That's a news service, right? OANN.com is the website, so you can check it out. But anyway, Wells Fargo estimates that Costco sells around $200 million in gold a month. At Costco, gold is a hot commodity, to say the least. They say the big box retailers' yellow metal sales started last year has grown significantly. I would say that's an understatement. The good news is that it reinforces the fact of gold as a reasonable hedge for diverse portfolios. I think it's more than that. It's honest money. It's constitutional currency. But that's what they say. Here's, there's a video out. This guy bought an ounce of gold, and then he talks about it going viral. I'm going to play this clip, and we'll talk more about it. Here it is.
This morning, consumers across the country are grabbing hold of gold. Amid inflation and economic uncertainty, the precious metal is tempting more and more shoppers.
This is a currency that has been around for thousands of years. It is one thing that holds its value and increases its value over a duration of time.
The phenomenon is playing out in giant numbers at Costco. A report from Wells Fargo says since last August, when the retail giant started selling these one-ounce gold bars at a slight markup, they're now generating up to $200 million a month in sales.
I just had to pay $23.59 for it.
Humphrey Yang is a personal finance content creator, and he now owns one of those Costco bars.
I think this gold bar will hold its value, so I don't really think I spent $23.59. I more just converted one currency to another.
His TikTok video documenting the process has been seen about 3 million times since Monday.
I think I'll just hold on to it as long as I can, and maybe I can pass it down to a future generation.
Craig Beauregard and Julia Edwards decided to buy a bar on a whim while shopping for groceries.
We did a lap around the store, and we just couldn't get it off our mind, so we went back.
They say they see it as a good investment, especially with a wedding to plan.
It feels good to know that I can hold it, I can bring it home, and I know where it is.
The price of gold has risen substantially over the years. Its current price is $2,348 per troy ounce. That's the way gold is measured. That's up $359 from this time last year, and almost 10 times what it was worth back in 2000. But it's not a guaranteed investment. The price topped $1,800 in 2011, but then plummeted below $1,100 in 2015, eventually climbing its way back up to today's record highs.
The idea of it is that gold holds its worth, and that is why people want to have that as a potential investment in their portfolios.
All right, now I want to mention this. I agree with the news story and the soundbite and all that kind of stuff, except for one thing. They say that gold is very volatile, goes way up and goes way down, and that's an absolute blatant fake news lie. Okay, it's your dollar that goes up and goes down against gold. Gold doesn't really change very much. Okay, how do I know this? Because gold can go down in the United States compared to U.S. currency and up compared to the yuan, or down compared to the peso, or up compared to the franc, or whatever, down compared to the pound, all at the same time. How does that happen? It's these different fluctuating currencies against honest money that's the reality check. So in America, when we say gold and silver's way up, the truth is what we mean is the dollar's tanking. And that's the reality check in this inflation era that we find ourselves, Dr. Bradley.
Yeah, like I say, I wish there was time to really fully elucidate this, because honestly, honest money is a key element of liberty. And if you lose your ability to transact economically, you will lose your liberty, because the tyrant is then running it. And that's basically what we have with a paper currency. And the value of commodities, maybe I can illustrate it with a story. My mom and dad were born the same year. My dad was paid for by his dad to the doctor. He paid the doctor 24 eggs and a bushel of apples to pay for my dad's birth. Okay, now compare that to today's birth rates and prices. My mom's dad paid the doctor a $5 gold piece. Okay, so they were similar commodities. They lived within probably 100 miles of each other, maybe even closer than that, 75 miles of each other. But here, you know, the market was a bushel of apples and 24 eggs for my dad's birth. A $5 gold piece paid for my mom's birth. But the fact of the matter is, the births today in dollars are astronomically beyond that. I mean, I can't
imagine. What is it, 10, 15 grand with no complications?
Right. I mean, and you think about, well, what does that tell you about what's happened with the U.S. dollar? And you say, oh, well, you've got modern amenities. I'm not so sure. I just had a new granddaughter that was just born, home birth, okay? And that wasn't free by any means. They had a midwife there. But the fact of the matter is,
probably cost $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000 for that one, huh?
Maybe. But the fact of the matter, I haven't asked my grandkid or my kids. But you go to a hospital, and many people say that the mortality rate, or the death rate, I guess I should say, in hospitals exceeds in home births. But they say, oh, well, we get the complicated births. Bravo, Sierra. You get the regular births as well as the complicated ones. And stuff happens regardless of what you're doing. But the point of the matter is, things have changed dramatically, and a $15,000 hospital birth for a child is not unheard of at all. And even in the lifespans of my grandchildren so far, I've seen dramatic changes in what it costs to do a birth for a child. Anyway, I get far afield with that. The point of the matter is that the founding fathers understood that the precious metals would not die in your hands. By the way, in August of 1787, I think it was August 17th, I'll have to go back and look at Madison's notes on the convention, but I think it was August 17th of 1787, they debated paper money versus real money, this intrinsic value money. And the discussion
honest
was...
weights and measures is the way the Bible talks about it, right?
Absolutely, but here's the deal. They discussed this in the convention, and they were thinking about allowing the general government, the United States government, to issue writs. These are paper money. And the decision was that they weren't going to allow it.
In other words, IOUs and writs are the same thing.
And that's okay if it's backed by real money. I can write you an IOU, Sam, and say, I'll pay you, 3 ounces of gold at such and such a date, and you have a piece of paper that says I'm going to allow you to redeem that. But they felt like if they just allowed the government to give unbacked writs that were backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government, which is kind of a baloney process now.
Well, because there's no faith and credit. They don't have any money that they originate on their own at all. It's just the putting the people over a barrel where they get their so-called rating, right?
It's a dishonest money system.
Right.
But the founding fathers said that to do that with the paper money, their exact quote, it would be as dangerous as the mark of the beast spoken of in the book of Revelation. Now go back and read what the mark of the beast does in the book of Revelation. And that is exactly what the American founding fathers. So when they created our coin system, and Jefferson and President Washington at the time really had to get on Congress to do this, and they finally passed in 1792 the Coinage Act of 1792. Everything is defined in terms of precious metals. Everything is. And the dollar itself is 371 1/4 grains of pure silver. Now, here's the deal. What's a grain? It's tied back to a food system, a grain of barley, a grain of wheat. And so we have it tied back to a very natural, intrinsic thing that ties it back to what allows life to happen. That was the way it was set up originally. And today we've completely abandoned that, and the chickens are going to come home to roost at some point.
We are. Speaking of the chickens coming home to roost, there's a headline in The Blaze that talks about the BRICS, B-R-I-C-S, expansion. It's going to be BRICS versus the United States and its currency. Originally composed of Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, now BRICS has doubled with new members: Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates are all involved now. They say comprising nearly half of the world's population and nearly 30% of the economy. There's also 30 more countries that are waiting to join now, Doctor.
Okay, so
this is serious business, right?
Well, it's reality. I mean, yes, it is serious. I'll give you that, Sam. I'll agree with you. But
it is reality.
It's reality.
Look out.
It is reality. And here's what's happening.
And that's why it's so serious, though. This isn't just a conspiracy theory or an idea or whatever. This is really literally unfolding before our very eyes. And I believe it's tied directly to the inflation we're experiencing right now. And it's going to get worse. I wish it wasn't. But as long as we continue to just spend and print and spend and print, it can't do anything but get more and more volatile, more and more extreme, and eventually fail. All historical societies prove that to date, right?
We are not dealing with stupid people that are ignorant. We are dealing with the people that have brains and have not turned their brains to mush by an education system such as we have. They understand intrinsic value. They understand that they're being screwed by the American monetary system. But here's the deal. Everything's inextricably interwoven together. It's just not our printing presses. It's also our bullying across the world. We are pushing people into BRICS and away from ourselves. And BRICS
because
is going to grow.
Because we're a warmongering nation and because we simply cannot accept the sovereignty of other nations. Just like the general government cannot accept the sovereignty of the states and the people respectively. It's going on, folks, and it's real, and it's devastating in its consequences. Hang tight. More in seconds on your radio.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. There will be a key meeting between the two top men in the Republican Party Friday, former President Trump and House Speaker Mike Johnson. This as Republican infighting continues in the U.S. House and while Trump pushes through the presidential campaign. Just this week, more than a dozen Republican lawmakers sided with Democrats in rejecting to reauthorize the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. After meeting together, Johnson and Trump will speak to reporters outside Mar-a-Lago. The Prime Minister of Japan, speaking before a gathering of U.S. lawmakers in Congress Thursday, Prime Minister Fumio Kishida says his country continues to rely on America as a leader in the world.
The world needs the United States to continue playing this pivotal role in the affairs of nations.
President Biden Friday holds a joint meeting with leaders of Japan and the Philippines as he aims to strengthen ties with allies in the Indo-Pacific region. Federal prosecutors in Los Angeles say it's a cut-and-dry case they have against disgraced former L.A. Dodgers interpreter Ipe Mizuhara. He's charged with bank fraud for allegedly stealing as much as $16 million of superstar Shohei Ohtani's money and then using it to cover gambling debts.
Messages between Mr. Mizuhara and the bookmaker show that he lost considerable money on those bets.
U.S. Attorney in Los Angeles Martin Estrada says that continued through January of this year. Mizuhara is expected to turn himself over to federal authorities Friday. Meta, Instagram's parent company, is introducing measures to safeguard teenagers from nude images. A new feature will identify photos containing nudity and automatically blur them when shared with users under 18. This is USA News.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells, it eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
In the heart of Las Vegas on April 17th, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association invites you to a day of enlightenment and action. Join us at the Ahern Luxury Hotel from 8:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. for a pivotal training and press conference. Together, we can confront America's crisis with peaceful and effective solutions. Featuring key voices like General Flynn, Sheriff Richard Mack, Mike Lindell, and many more respected speakers, this event promises irrefutable evidence that our nation and its foundational principles can be preserved. Whether you're a media candidate, elected official, or a concerned citizen, this gathering offers a catered dinner, specialized training sessions, and a press conference with international and national media presence. Secure your spot by April 12th for just $49. Space is limited. Remember, media, candidates, and elected officials can attend for free. For more information, visit cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org. America is calling for her defenders. Will you answer?
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
America stands at a crossroads. This April 17th in Las Vegas, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association unveils a blueprint for hope at the Ahern Luxury Hotel. Join us alongside luminaries like General Flynn and Sheriff Richard Mack from 8:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Discover a peaceful revolution to safeguard our constitutional republic. Seats are limited. Register now for just $49. Visit CSPOA.org today. The time to act is now. CSPOA.org.
Back with you live, Dr. Scott Radley, Sam Bushman on your radio. We're talking about inflation. We're talking about honest money. We're talking about Costco. Gold is a hot commodity, to say the least. They're selling one-ounce gold bars. The good news is it reinforces the fact that gold is a reasonable hedge in your portfolio against inflation and everything else. We're talking about this BRICS, B-R-I-C-S expansion, folks. BRICS already has half of the world's population and one-third of the economic reality check. Originally composed of Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, they've doubled in size in recent years. And this is serious business, Dr. Bradley, because it's real. And the consequences are being felt now, but I expect it's just going to get much, much worse. Okay, the CEO of Key Advisors Wealth Management, for example, guy's name is Eddie Gabor, I guess is how you say it, on Wednesday said that it was a mistake for Joe Biden's administration to say that inflation was going down. He says it's going to spike, it's going to go up, and there's no way to stop it. I think he's absolutely right, Doctor.
Well, there's so many things that are playing in this dynamic, and basically we are pushing the rest of the world into the arms of the BRICS organization.
Yes, we are.
And honestly, the Ukraine war is playing a very, very big issue.
Oh, yeah, it's strengthened Russia. Russia's much more wealthy and much more stable than they were before that, quote, unconstitutional, unjust war began, right?
Well, absolutely. Russia is prospering, and the United States, with all of its, various ways of boycotts and everything that we're trying to get, Russia's just saying to hell with you. We're going to go and do business with people that would like to do business with our commodities. And the commodities have value, whether it's gold or whether it's natural gas or whether it's oil, other minerals. And China's really big into this kind of stuff with their precious kinds of metals. We just are so stupid that we're absolutely cutting the guts out of the economic power of our nation. And Russia is prospering because you look at what Mike Johnson's doing with Schumer and Biden. He is, by guess or by golly, going to get these defense, they call them, but they're not defense. They're aggressive military spending bills on behalf of Israel and on Ukraine. We're going to get them through in spite of the fact we don't have any money in the bank here, and we're going to take more out of our grandkids' retirement, if you will. We're going to spend that regardless, and they are determined to do it. Mike Johnson, Chuck Schumer, and Joe Biden are on the same page as this. And so it's not just printing the money. Well, yeah, it is, because we're printing money, so to speak, with the way we're going to do all of these gifts of military, of things that ultimately and finally are going to take hundreds of thousands of lives. We are spending American taxpayers' future on that, and the guys on the other side are saying, come on down, take a number. We'll get you into our queue line. We'll get you into our system as soon as we can. We're just cutting our own throats. It's absurd. Absolutely absurd.
You're right about this. Now, there's a lot of ways people look at inflation, and the government has their ways. The government's changed the way they track this stuff to make it look better. They've played all kinds of games with that, so it's really hard to kind of put a handle on it. Some people have gone to the Big Mac Index. I don't know if you've heard of that, Dr. Bradley, but there's literally a Big Mac Index about how much a Big Mac costs and how it relates and tracks to the economy at large and stuff like that. But along with the BRICS expansion, the United States Postal Service, this is, in my opinion, a pretty great comparison of inflationary reality check, right? The USPS wants the American people to pay more for stamps once again. It hopes to start charging 73 cents for a single stamp starting July. And the U.S. Postal Service, I guess it's the fourth increase since the start of 2023 and the sixth increase since 2020. The sixth increase since 2020 alone, that is just startling. 73 cents for a single stamp. And you can check the history of what stamps cost back in the day, if you will, to get kind of an understanding of this. But 73 cents for a single stamp, Doctor.
Well, again, it's reality. I mean, we are printing the money, the fake money, I guess I should say, and it's going down in what it'll purchase, so the price of everything goes up. That's what inflation is. You've got the same amount of goods and services, a stamp, okay, to mail a first-class letter. It's what it was in the past, and it's more automated than it used to be, so it should cost a lot less.
You're
because
right.
Nowadays we got computers and everything, routing and sending.
Well, and it's way easier to transfer something via car or, you know, truck or train or whatever than it was to do so by horse and buggy or whatever they did it back in the day with a stagecoach or whatever they had, right?
Pony Express, man.
Pony Express, yeah. So let me give you this comparison to kind of put things on the kitchen table for you. July 1, 1885. Do you know how much a stamp cost, Doctor?
I don't.
2 cents. July 1, 1885, 2 cents. Now listen, 1917, what's that, 30 years later approximately, 32 years later?
Okay.
It went up to 3 cents.
Oh, the pain.
1919, went back to 2 cents. 1932, went to 3 cents. 1958, 4 cents. 1963, 5 cents. 1968, so a year after I was born, or January 7th, so it's like 6 months after I was born, 7 months, 6 cents. 1971, 8 cents. Listen. 1974, 10 cents. 1975, 13 cents. 78, 15 cents. Think about that. 6 cents in 68. 10 years, 15 cents. 1981, 18 cents. November, same year, up to 20 cents. 85, when I graduated from high school, 22 cents. When I was born, 6 cents. 88, 25 cents. 91, 29 cents. 95, 32 cents. 99, 33 cents. 34 cents. In 2001, 22, 37 cents. 2006, 39 cents. And then in 2007, 41 cents. 2008, 42 cents. 2009, 44 cents. 2012, 45 cents. 2013, 46. And it went up to 49 cents in 14 as well. 2016, 47 cents. 2017, 49 cents. 21, 50 cents. 2019, 55 cents. 2021, 58 cents. 2022, 60 cents. And it just keeps going. 23, 66 cents. And now they're going to be 73 cents. So think about it. In 1885, 2 cents. When I was born, 6 cents. So 1885 to 1967, it only tripled. But now we've gone from 2 cents in 1885 to 73 cents if they get their way in 2004. What do you think it's going to be in the next 10 years, 20 years? You know, $3 to send a letter? And this just proves that the dollar is tanking. It isn't that gold and silver has changed, because you can use the same amount of gold and silver to buy a stamp now as you could then, Doctor.
Well, that's the thing, is that maybe we ought to all be investing in those forever stamps, and you'll be able to send letters forever for what they currently cost. I don't know. Is that good counsel? I suspect that
no, because it's a lie. They won't honor it at some point. Just like they said that we're going to have gold and silver currency. And then they said, well, you can have paper, but don't worry, it's fully redeemable. And then they lied and betrayed us, and that's not true either. So don't fall for that lie. It won't happen. They're lying to you. I promise you.
Well, let me tell you just a little quick story. And I've got a little vignette about this in my book about money and freedom. And we review some of these things of economics and freedom and money and all that. Back in when the Weimar collapse was happening because of the Versailles Treaty and the nonsense that had gone on there in the post-World War I thing, there was a guy that had left $100,000 in a German bank. Oh, not $100,000, 100,000 marks in a German bank. And he left it there through a couple of decades. And he thought, man, I got to go back and get that. When he went back, they said, we don't keep track of denominations that small anymore. We just don't keep track of it.
That's so insane, I mean, ladies and gentlemen. Hang tight. I was on, I did a simulcast with Liberty Roundtable Live with Paul Preston of Red State Radio the other day, and I'm going to be on the Alex Newman Show this afternoon. So we got a lot cooking. More in seconds on your radio.
Attention collectors and savvy investors. We are excited to announce a momentous evolution in our journey. Introducing Free Water Coin Company, formerly known as Rust Coin and Gift. This rebranding takes us back to the very roots of where it all began, Free Water, Oregon. It's a tribute to the legacy of Al Rust and a celebration of three generations of dedication and excellence in the world of coins and precious gifts. Al, Brian, and Jake Rust, standing strong through 64 years of service. Discover a world of exceptional service at Free Water Coin Company, your premier destination for genuine, honest money and precious gifts. Under Brian's expert guidance, Free Water Coin Company, building on the legacy of Rust Coin and Gift, continues its tradition of trust and excellence. Visit us at our Provo, Utah location. Explore our treasures online at rustgoldandsilver.com or call us at 801-377-1574. Free Water Coin Company, where your future is built one honest coin at a time.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. All I'm telling you is honest money matters. Inflation's out of control, and I expect it really to do nothing but get much worse. I don't think they can keep a lid on this thing forever, Doctor. I think they want you to believe they can, but they can't, and they've literally, in my opinion, criminally destroyed the wealth of America. They've done it intentionally. They've done it deceptively. It's got to stop, and there you have it. So BRICS is going to become our problem going forward. It's already one-third of the world's economic output and one-half of the world's population. What happens when the other 30 nations join? Pretty soon, BRICS is going to be much bigger, much more controlling than the U.S. dollar, and we won't be able to do anything about it. Now, we've pegged our dollar to black oil or gold, you know, black gold, whatever you want to call it. We've tied our currency to a petrodollar, so to speak, and that's a mistake, too. We've jettisoned the gold and silver of our founders, but as far as I understand, BRICS is partly backed on gold, right? So they're already ahead of us. in addition to having the majority of the world backing them, they've done this in literally a few short years.
Oh, yeah. This is, again, reality, and it's happening real time, and it's happening at an accelerated rate. And we're pushing everybody into the other arms, and it's like, what do they see good about Russia that we see only bad? And what's happening is there's a reality check going on right now. And yes, indeed, they are doing many of their transactions in gold-backed commodities kind of stuff. Gold is part of their basket, if you will. The United States eliminated that basket back under FDR when he unconstitutionally seized all the gold in the nation. And then now in 1964...
They set gold at $35 an ounce by rule of law. Then they jettisoned that when they took us off of the gold and silver standard or whatever. But now silver is almost at 35 bucks an ounce instead of gold, if that doesn't show you something. But the joke between me and Brian Rust over at RustCoinAndGift.com is how long will it be until silver is way beyond that and copper is 35 bucks an ounce, right?
Well, that's true. I mean, almost anything that has an intrinsic value is going to go up in comparison to the dollar because it's going down. Now, let's just say gold is $2,400 right now, and let's say that silver is $30 for ease of figuring. That means it's 80 silver ounces to one gold ounce. That's very undervalued in comparison to what historically it's been. Like
yeah,
I say, when the
like
nation was founded.
15-1 or maybe 20-1. It kind of ranged
and
fluctuated a little bit there, right?
By the middle of the 1800s, it was 20-1. So we're four times out of whack right now on what silver. So I think silver is way undervalued. It has more headspace than gold has. Gold will continue to rise over time. I mean, I think they manipulate it based upon some kind of conniption fit they throw in the background on things to keep it.
It's all paper play where they trade on paper and they don't have to deliver. And if they had to deliver, the con game would be up tomorrow.
It would be. But the fact of the matter is, ultimately and finally, they got to pay the piper, and there ain't no free lunch. And so gold will continue to go up. Right now, it's an 80-1 spread. I think silver will go up farther per its initial cost now. So like I say, silver is a poor man's gold. You can trade at lower levels, so you can get, you know, 20 rolls of toilet paper for 1 ounce of silver instead of trying to pay, oh, man, I've only got an ounce of gold here. How do I buy 20 rolls of toilet paper or a tank of gas or however you want to put it? They're a more divisible kind of thing right now. Now, of course, they're looking at other ways with dealing in grams of gold and gold backs and all those kind of things that they put gold on a paper-type trading methodology. There's all sorts of things that will happen, but an ounce of silver is pretty, it's very tangible. You can hold it in your hand and know
yeah,
what it's
like
worth.
Yeah, I like the silvers
and
the dimes and quarters and stuff like that. That
the
are
junk
silver.
Too,
because they have, yeah, they have great value and stuff like that. And if you have a silver dime, you know, you can buy a gallon of gas or like you've always done. That hasn't changed, yeah. You know, if you use real honest money. All right, before the end of the hour, I want to move to a couple of other topics because Rand Paul is speaking out very boldly. Senator Rand Paul says now it is abundantly clear that all evidence suggests that COVID-19 was indeed a laboratory-enhanced virus purposefully adapted for human transmission. And he's taken on Fauci over this very issue. This is real, and now there's enough evidence. We've known this. We've talked about this forever, Doctor. But now the evidence is catching up with our claims. We knew this. We highlighted this. But now we've been proven absolutely correct. And why Fauci's not in prison is beyond me.
Well, absolutely. This is something you and I have been talking about for more than 4 years. This COVID con thing, this, shall we say, enhanced program that the U.S. government helped pay for. Fauci knew full well it was being done in University of North Carolina. They offshored it when it got, by the way, against U.S. law. They offshored it when it got too hot for them to handle, sent it overseas, continued to pay for it. It's just absolutely
promoted it
appalling.
In the Ukraine with labs everywhere.
And I think that's one of the reasons why we're so to the death on this Ukraine thing. I think when the truth really comes out, I don't know what Ukraine's got going. I don't know what dirt is always there, but there's got to be money laundering going on in the elites. There's got to be human trafficking going on. There's got to be these labs, these clandestine labs that are doing enhancements that make it more deadly and more easily done by people. I don't know what all it is. There's probably more other stuff. But I think the concern is that if Ukraine folds, there's going to be an investigation. Now, again, the United States government's not going to do anything now with the clowns.
Yeah, that's what they're afraid of. If they fold, we'll get to the bottom of it, and the truth will come out, and they don't want that to happen. So they're hoping to obliterate all evidence and keep us at war and titillated with, in my opinion, immoral activity in unjust wars. Before the end of the hour, Donald Trump says he would not sign a national abortion ban if he was elected. Would you sign one, Doctor?
It's not constitutional, Sam. Tell me where the general government has authority.
They don't.
To be involved in medicine and health care and people's lives. And so people say, oh, Bradley, I thought you were pro-life. But the fact of the matter is we have limits and bounds. Rape is horrific. Murder is horrific. Child abuse is horrific. The general government has no authority whatsoever involved in those crimes.
They're beating up Trump saying he wouldn't sign this. I wouldn't sign it either, Doctor.
Well, you're more constitutional than Trump or anybody else. Well, I mean, Trump is doing the right thing in this case.
He is.
But he's doing it for the wrong reasons, I fear.
Point is, he at least understands there's no authority there. So as pro-life as I am, I can't take authority I don't have. That's the point.
It's usurpation, and you're as bad as anybody else if you do that. I mean, if you'll do it for that, why can't we do unconstitutional wars? I mean, aren't you pro-life?
Well, all right, RFK in the news, too. RFK says this, RFK Jr., he will appoint a January 6th council if elected.
Woo! Man alive, baby dog. I mean, that's powerful stuff. I mean, along with his COVID things, and I mean, holy cow, his government-run shenanigans that are in bed with all the corporations. My heavens. But that is a big thing. There ought to get some attention off of that. Maybe Trump will say he'll do the same thing if he's elected. What do you think?
Probably. I hope so, because we need it done, that's for sure. But I don't have a lot of confidence in these special councils or whatever else. They just turn into a money fest, spend us into oblivion clown show, only to come back and go, yeah, they're guilty of sin, but we're not going to take action against them. That's what usually happens, right?
Yep, you're right. There's when all is said and done, more is said than done. That's for sure.
I appreciate that they're going to do it. It needs to be done. But I really think we need Nuremberg trials against Fauci, or at least those kind of style trials, so to speak.
Look,
and we need the same thing, accountability on January the 6th to know what really, really, really happened. They promised to release the 41,000 hours of video. They never did. Mike Johnson's not going to do it. Whacked out. Kevin McCarthy before him isn't going to do it. So the bottom line is they're not going to take any action. They're just going to let the country spiral into we're bordering on a death spiral. I hate to say this, but I think it's true. Unless we turn to God, folks, it is going to be a rough future.
Fauci committed perjury under oath.
Yes, sir.
And there are criminal consequences for that. And I think the man, and they can't give him a pass because of his age. I mean, think of all of the millions of people that died around the world because of his lies. Fauci lied, people died. Millions have died because of that. And everything that's happened with his gain of function research that they've been doing first in the United States, then overseas, and probably now still in Ukraine. And Fauci is getting big, big royalties out of these drug things that came out of their discoveries. Who would do a gain of function thing that makes it more deadly and more easily caught by people? Who would do that? What kind of monster? Josef Mengele's? I don't know. This is a Nazi regime kind of nonsense. And Fauci's...
And it's got eugenics movement all over it.
Oh, does it ever. Man, that's a topic someday, Sam.
Roger
people
that.
People don't even know what eugenics are. We need to talk about. This is not just Adolf Hitler and Winston Churchill. There's a lot of big names in this.
Well, they jettisoned those because they were too hot. They took the programs underground, but they're bigger, badder, more evil, and more well-funded behind the scenes than ever before. Just be ready for
absolutely.
That. We'll talk about that someday. Anyway, thank you so much, Dr. Scott Bradley. FreedomsRisingSun.com is his website. Check out his collegiate series to preserve the nation. Join his weekly webinars, Q&As on the Constitution, and more. I am Sam Bushman with LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. Spread the word, share the love, download our app. And God save the Republic of the United States of America. Yeah.